Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
A lot going on in the world of education. You know, obviously the higher education in Connecticut, the budget trying to get a lot more money, and it doesn't look like they're going to get, I think they want like $150 million. I don't think it's going to happen. It was Red for Ed Day, I believe, yesterday, and Kate Diaz, who's the president of the Connecticut Association, Education Association, joins us now. Sorry about that. I misspoke for a second. On Brian and Company. Sorry, it's the end of my rope here. It's been a long week for me, Kate.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm well. I'm well. So, certainly has been busy.
How'd it go yesterday? Go ahead.
You know, it was a really good day. It was really positive. We had a lot of educators that came to the Capitol. Some of them were on school vacation and took their time to spend it and talk with legislators about what we're facing and what we need. And so we were very well received. Had a lot of really positive and important conversations. And, you know, now it's about making sure that some of the things that we really want to see happen get, you know, passed through in this legislative session.
Okay, first of all, you know, we have a lot of these days. I didn't know there were so many days for groups. And, like, there's a little bit of showmanship here, but, I mean, do you actually get to sit down in private and have real conversations with legislators who pull the
purse strings? Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that we do in our organization is notify legislators ahead of time. We have our members sign up so that we are able to make those one-on-one connections and members talk directly to their legislators. We had hundreds of those conversations yesterday. We're very fortunate our legislators made the time, brought some of our people even to the floor of the House and had them really kind of get to see firsthand how the debate and conversation goes. When we're in the House like that, with in mass, it's really, you know, we notify our legislators and they make the time to really meet with their constituents. So, you know, that's part of this, is that we really do try and make sure that we're not just sort of grabbing whomever, or that we're making sure members talk to their legislators in the districts they work and live in. So, you know, we had a lot of important conversations. I probably had 25 myself.
It's exhausting.
It was a little tiring.
It's
yes.
Exhausting. Kate Diaz from CEA joining us here on Brian and Company. So, I mean, I know there's like some 600 bills made out of committee. It's an off-year budget. There's one side wants like $600 million in new spending, and the governor wants like 90. And so hundreds of bills, I've been told directly, hundreds of bills will not see the light of day. So what is on the agenda that concerns you, and do any of them have any chance of getting votes?
So I actually am pretty optimistic in some of our non-financial requests.
Such
as? We've worked Yeah, well, we are doing mandated reporter form. We've worked with DCF to talk about what is, you know, the role of the educator. How do we make sure that students are protected, educators are engaged, and DCF gets what they need? And we've done a really, really high quality work with, you know, the State Department of Education, DCF, the Office of the Child Advocate, to put a really good quality bill in front of them on that, which we feel confident about. We've done some school climate reform, talking about how we make sure that schools are safe and productive learning environments, and we feel good about that piece of legislation.
But that has money that has money attached to it, doesn't it? You're talking like HVAC and stuff like that?
Nope. This is actually about sort of the social emotional programming and the disciplinary programs. So those have no fiscal note attached to them. HVAC, we're asking, quite frankly, just to continue the work and to not cut it. So we haven't asked for additional resources in that space. We've just asked for maintenance and allowing our task force that has really focused on that issue to continue into the next, for many years, hopefully, until the problem's solved. So that we feel confident we should be able to move on, because there isn't a significant financial impact there. We're just asking for maintenance of that budgetary allotment. So those things we feel good about.
But the financial side of it, you're not hopeful on.
Well, I'll say this. We're advocating strongly in the area, particularly of the COVID recognition, because we continue to say, you know, you recognize state employees, you recognize private employees that were on the front line to the tune of $111 million, and you didn't ever acknowledge educators. And so as they kind of regroup on the ARPA funds, the unspent ARPA funds, we're saying we're a really good investment of those resources, because we're a one-time budgetary expense in that respect. You know, acknowledge the work that educators did during the pandemic, and that can be done with a one-time allotment.
You're talking like bonuses? You're talking like bonuses, you mean?
Yeah. You know, similar to what we did for state employees and private employees. And doing that for educators is not an unrealistic expectation. And honestly, you know, unlike a lot of the other things that will be long-term budgetary impact items, this is a one and done. You get this done and you don't have to add it to next year's budget. You know, if you talk about increasing other line items, you've got to come back next year and do the same,
right,
and figure out where those additions get made. So we feel like that's a good use of our resources. It's a good place to spend money, and investing in education is always a good thing.
Yeah, we're talking with KTES from CEA. I'm very, very ambivalent about this loan forgiveness on the federal level, but I don't understand. It's so easy to say, like, any teacher in America who's been paying back student loans for 5 or 10 years should get theirs forgiven. Like, I don't understand why they don't do something like that. But I wanted to ask you about shortages, and because financial side of things is a massive part of it. On the flip side, you have Hartford, which is going to gut its education system. Where are we statewide? And you can address Hartford after that if you want to. In terms of the shortages, and, you know, relative to, we talk every couple months, so I'm just curious of where we sit right now.
So the shortages really haven't changed a whole lot since the beginning of the year. We're still looking at around 1,200 as far as what we are aware of anyway. But what they have done is shifted more dominantly in special education. And that is significantly concerning, because those are our highest needs learners. And if we're not able to, you know, fulfill our obligations and the needed supports for those particular children, that's really problematic statewide. So that's a big concern to me, is how are we, you know, focusing on special education and making sure our most vulnerable kids get what they need. But we are concerned that we have sort of this duality of a problem, that we have both shortages, but then we're also talking about, you know, like you said, Hartford is throwing out there that there's 400 teachers that are looking to kind of eliminate, or positions rather. And that is problematic, because that really speaks to, you know, isolated spaces where we're going to see increased class sizes. We're going to see, you know, probably schools having to close, things that are really dramatic at a time where we have kids who have a lot of needs. You know, we talk a lot about the social, emotional, mental health and wellness of our students. And the only thing that really feeds that need is support staff and staff that can help kids. And as we sit there and talk about, we have a shortage of staff, we're also gutting some of our systems, because not everybody is having that experience. you know, some systems are maintaining and their staffing. And those are, you know, that's where we start to build the have and the have nots. And we can't have a system in this state that feeds haves and have nots. And so I'm very concerned as we kind of watch the budgetary impact and the fallout that we're going to end up in spaces where you just have kids that are suffering.
Yeah.
And so we really have to take a hard look at that.
Yeah. Negative feedback loops. It gets worse and worse.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. We got to run. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it as always.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Brian.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.